So Venerable Geshe says, there are two types of meditation, analytical meditation and placement meditation. In analytical meditation, we engage in a purposeful process of investigation or thought about an object, analyzing its various aspects and examining it from various points of view. We use our imagination, mindfulness, and powers of reasoning until, through the power of our investigation, a special thought or feeling arises in our mind, and our state of mind changes. As we will see, there are different types of object. Some, such as impermanence or emptiness, are objects apprehended by mind. Others, such as love, compassion, renunciation, or the determination to rely purely upon our spiritual guide, are actual states of mind. We engage in analytical meditation until the specific object that we seek appears clearly to our mind, or until the particular state of mind that we wish to generate arises. So meditation, this kind of meditation, has two stages that we call analytical meditation, or sometimes we say contemplation. And then a second stage that we call placement meditation, or just meditation. And analytical meditation is a purposeful process of thought. Like we're thinking, we're considering, we're reflecting. And we can get very skilled at that. You know, at the beginning, we don't really know our mind very well. And so we're a bit clumsy. It's like we're given a new instrument to play. And we're, you know, we can't quite get the tones, the notes that we're trying to make out. It's just a bit clumsy. But later, we become very skilled with this instrument and we can make whatever tune we want. You know, like some people who they've mastered their instruments, they hear a piece of music, they pick up their flute, guitar, whatever it might be, and they can just replicate it because they're so familiar with how their instrument works. So in the same way, maybe someone says meditate on unconditional love. Well, oh, okay. And we can't get unconditional love to arise. But if we practice, we will find that from this exquisitely powerful, beautiful instrument of our mind, the most wonderful, pure emotions can manifest. And we can learn how to play the instrument of our mind. So that's one side, analytical meditation. And then placement meditation, Venerable Geshe says, in placement meditation, we concentrate on a virtuous object single-pointedly without allowing distractions to disturb our concentration. So basically, having navigated ourselves to this place, we hold ourselves there. We soak our mind in this way of feeling or understanding, so that it gets more and more comfortable, so that in future meditations it arises more easily, and out of meditation it lingers longer, until eventually that's just our default. That's our habit of mind. That's our pathway forged. We live in this place of love, compassion, kindness, acceptance. Venerable Geshe says, in the instructions that follow, outlines and guidance are given for the analytical meditations and the objects of placement meditation are indicated. The instructions are in the spirit of guidelines. We should use our own wisdom and be flexible in the way we apply the advice that is given. Whenever a line of thought is indicated for our analytical meditation, we should first consider where that line of thought is intended to take us. Then thoughts, feelings, and recollections of our own will naturally spring to mind to take us in the same direction. In a disciplined way, we use our own thoughts and experiences to strengthen our meditation, while remaining careful to avoid engaging in thoughts and recollections that are irrelevant. So this is the art of meditation, like really understanding how to elicit from our heart these various thoughts, feelings. Now, one of the points that Venerable Geshe goes on to make is that, you know, some of the thoughts that we try to find and hold in meditation are obvious, completely obvious. Like we don't, We would never disagree with them from our mouth. But that doesn't mean we feel them in our heart and live by them. Now, we can have something that we understand very clearly, but not feel it deeply. You know, I mean, like as a simple example, within Buddhism, we understand that happiness is a state of mind. Happiness is inner peace. If we don't have inner peace, we can't be happy. And, you know, maybe you've heard that teaching and you've thought about that teaching and you would agree with that teaching. But it's very common that although we think, yes, happiness is an inside job, we're still always thinking my problem is that outside, or I need this to be happy, and sort of trapping ourselves in a treadmill, in a rat race, chasing external things and making external changes and all of our energy going to the outside, when from our mouth we say, well, the real thing that needs working on is the inside, and yet all the energy is going to the outside. Meditation, I'll read this passage. It's very beautiful the way Venerable Geshe has written it. He says, very often our habitual ways of thinking and our unexamined assumptions contradict the knowledge that we possess. Lamrim meditations resolve such contradictions. Since our habitual ways of thinking and behaving are deeply rooted, we need to use many different ways to dislodge them. And Venerable gives a list of different techniques we can use.